Yesterday, I asked myself, what is the difference, okay, when I experience the mind creating a scene versus...
Mind creating a scene? What scene?
Like we talk about, like, mind sometimes create...
Create a scene? Imagination or outside scene?
Create, like, for example, today I do walking, I walk, okay, and then I hear a bird chirping. Immediately, it's very fast that my association with the sound, imagine suddenly pops out a vision of a bird. Because my past experience, this sound is how the bird looks like from this kind of sound. So the mind just pops out and create like this. From the past experience.
So?
Because yesterday I asked myself, what is the difference between this mind create and the other day when I meditate, when it's pretty at a stillness, very mind very calm, and then there's a surprise scene, a vision comes up. And then I realized that could be from ongoing mind activity happening at the subconscious mind, which is I'm not aware, and it just, when I'm still, it just pops up. So the difference is, I ask myself, I say, and today I conclude, I think, is if mind create, is usually there is some association, like hear sound.
Like a pattern, naturally they do yourself.
They do yourself.
Yourself, like some object coming, the mind is thinking about the meaning. It is an unconscious they do already. Now you are aware, you recognize this is happening. Because of pattern. Any object the mind recognize, the mind think about the meaning, Sanya is walking, or what is this? Yeah,
yes.
Perception is walking, the feeling is walking, happening. Walking means the mind is happening. Then, the mind, the mind also, they do their job. Naturally, this is a pattern, the mind pattern, they are nature. This is what we learn, we need to learn about the nature of the mind. Then we try, we can see that they are happening, and slowly we understand this is a nature, not personality. Because of pattern, it's cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect,
process. Yeah,
Sanya also, he do his job. Feeling also, he do his job. The contact coming, it happen. Push button.
Yeah, and it's like very fast. And also another time when I walk, I saw a yogi have a bag. Immediately when I see, I judge. It's like very fast. Just a few seconds, the minute judge. Why he see walking with a bag is so heavy or something like that, you know? But the mind just judge very fast.
But because you're happy. And slowly you recognize this happy judgment is. Judgment is become burden or suffering. The mind naturally he learn and himself and more understanding he less judging. Because of we don't know judging is because of we don't know they judging himself. If you know no, they not judge very clearly what because of if you don't know we are judged.
Because it's a habit.
If you don't know you don't know lah. Because of habit, curiosity and think about what you think. Everything situation the experience coming, you already think what your view, the mind what. This is a depend on your defilement level. If you attach with people and greedy people, they think about greedy. Angry people or depression people, they think this the mind think this way. Judgment it comes from the defilement. If you wisdom is not don't use no judgment too much. He realize this necessary or not. Unconsciously, the wisdom is not strong enough. Defilement is already working. That's why I said, you know or not the mind is, they do their job. If you know or awareness there, the wisdom is leading. If you don't know, the defilement is leading. So now you understand about the mind doing their job. So what should we do?
continue to watch.
Watch is also what you try to learn the other thing grow. Become this quality, the nature of better, it become good quality, it becomes better. That is a meditation. We call meditation is that we try to change the good quality of mind. More practice, more happy, the mind becomes more good, better it becomes. Now you are good.
Yeah.
Now you are bad. Because of desire, you talk.
Halfway through, I know the desire, I don't feel like talking actually. But I cannot,
That's why I said, if you knowing, the wisdom is leading. If you not knowing, the awareness not coming, the defilement is leading. My past practice, my mind is very energizing. because I need to think back to talk to you. So how I practice like this, like this, like this. You think about practice, the mind is, you think about the this dhamma nature, the mind is good. So you should be talk, should be think. Also, sometimes, before you understand, now your wisdom level is different. Sometimes you call back, the wisdom is maybe changed. Your point of view or more point of view coming. So should be think.
Yeah, actually, interesting.
Because of your level of wisdom also change, slowly, slowly change. Experience is this experience. Before you have this experience, you understand one thing. Now you call back this experience, but your wisdom is a different change. And call back, sometimes you can see the new point of view. Yeah. That's why we need to think about Dhamma all the time. Because of we are talking many times, I not realize something. I never think when we are talking, talk is Dhamma. All the time I talk like this, like this, like this. But different. Sometimes different point of view come. I talk too much, all are like this. Not very different. But I talk back, talk back, talk back, again and again and again, my mind different, change. So that like talk back means you need to think back. So Dhamma is you should think. The nature, in the nature. And also you learn from the mind, you think about that this understanding or practice, that time the defilement cannot grow. It's also one kind of part of meditation. That's why I ask people, why the mind suffer? The mind is thinking. Because thinking is unwholesome thinking. So how to stop unwholesome thinking? Because of wrong idea, wrong thinking, the mind suffer, right? So how to change the wrong thinking? How to make wrong thinking, to change the wrong thinking, right thinking? Idea, this thinking move faster. If you right thought, right view, right thought, you have, you are already awareness, samadhi, already have. So you need to think back. That experience also, you can, sometimes the unlock, we call lock problem. Sometimes the, we not clear the past, we suppress. When the meditate, when you have become calm and peaceful, every problem is back up, pop up, come back. If you cannot avoid, that time you can learn. If you cannot learn, you go back, go down, and next time come again. And you learn and clear, finish. This problem not finished. No, this problem is finished. Problem, this is we call lock problem. Sometimes yogi sit, meditate. Sometimes this bad experience or story come back, then they realize something. So past is we can learn, we can use to learn, to get the lesson. No need to regret. Future also, we should be planned, but we no need to worry. How to do this? How to do this?
You mean thinking? Thinking
yeah,
about the
if you pass, you no regret, you get the lesson. For future planning also, you no regret and you no worry a plan. How to do this? You cannot avoid your memory also, right? Future also, you cannot stop your planning. How to do? You all the time watch your mind. You need to know, you should be know. Right?
The mind and then find out what it is.
Yes, every memory comes, you learn. Aware, you can know which memory is a memory. But you can get the lesson about this, right, what is right, what is wrong. If you get the lesson, the future cannot wrong. So planning also, you saw your mind is planning. Planning, sometimes you should be planning. If you feel no planning, how to, you never cannot do anything. But worrying is unnecessary. You can slowly, you see the plan, when any time planning, you see that this, the whole mind, the whole process, you can see many times, many things, many times, many experience, then slowly you know the worrying is unnecessary. So worrying is gone. And beginning, we all the time, past experience come, regret the most. For me, past, I'm doing bad things a lot. So anytime they come back, the mind is, we can suffer. But we learn all the time, feeling and thinking, idea, the what idea, that time, what idea we have. This is, I want to tell you, though, how to investigate. Not storyline. The nature of pride, nature of the process. The way the mind thinking, the way the mind feel. We are beside, and this is a nature, and you learn, and slowly you know. Because of understanding grow, the regret less, and get the lesson more. Then understanding slowly, slowly more, understand the planning, you need, if you should planning, you should, but not worry. And all this morning, what we thought like this, huh? This planning also, future planning is depend on present moment. What you are doing, this is now, present now, what you are doing is leading you to next, how to, because of momentum, the mind has momentum. Because of this, for example, about the meditation, all the time I thinking about this, talking about this, that's why I have more planning next, how to talk. It depends on present moment planning come. Huh? Ready lah. Okay.
One question. Sometimes we think of something we have done wrong in the past can also be joyful if there is wisdom.
Joyful? What is the meaning of joyful?
Joyful means we don't have regrets.
I don't know about English very well. Joyful, you enjoy lah.
He doesn't regret, but he sees it as a lesson.
If you use the experience, it's a lesson. If you think about the object is object, then you can learn something. You can use as an object to grow. Past experience is an experience. This object. I said, you have a knowledge or wisdom you have. You can use any object to grow your awareness, concentration, and wisdom. So any past experience, past or whatever, this is the come to present moment.
Yes.
This object, experience, you can use any experience to grow yourself.
So, in truth, any object from the past that comes to the present has no good or bad?
Yes, don't judge. This is a nature.
The nature of the
already happening. This is experience. Story is a past, but the mind is?
Present.
The mind happening in the present moment. You know the mind is present. The story is the past. But if you continue thinking about this story we call, you stay in the past. You are aware the mind is thinking past. This is the present moment.
Because when I recall there are certain events in the past before, when I think of it, I regret. But nowadays, when I think of it, there is no regret, but there is an understanding.
Yeah, why? Why before you regret, now you not regret?
Because I don't see it as something real in the moment now. I mean, I see that it's just an object now for me.
Yeah, that's the kind of understanding there, that's why you not regret.
Yes.
The wisdom, have a wisdom, have the refinement, no chance to come. That's all. Okay. So that's why, how to cut the refinement. How to cut the defilement? No need to cut the defilement.
Yes.
Actually, the cut the defilement is to grow that wisdom. The same meaning. You grow that wisdom, the defilement already cut.
In truth, the defilement cannot be cut.
I don't try to cut the defilement. I don't care about defilement. I more care about practice. Because defilement is very strong.
you don't well, thinking yeah. about the defilement. How bad is it? Every time come, he do his job, I do my job.
To cut defilements, also defilements.
No, Buddha's teaching should be cut the defilement, but this is an indirect way. People, they don't know indirect way, they think a direct way. So how to cut, they don't know. So they suppress.
But that also is defilement suppressed.
Yes, right. Because they don't know it's more.